More now on the fast-moving and chaotic day in France. A nationwide manhunt for two brothers suspected of this week's attack on the satirical weekly Charlie Hebdo ended with the death of the two men. A hostage they were holding was freed. A second related incident ended nearly simultaneously. A gunman holding hostages in a kosher supermarket in eastern Paris was killed when police stormed the store. Four hostages were killed. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports now from Paris.
France's double hostage-taking drama came to an end with a simultaneous police assault on both the village printing shop where the Kouachi brothers took a hostage in the morning and a Paris kosher grocery where a second gunman had been holding five people since the afternoon. Despite the death of four hostages, there was palpable relief on the streets of Paris at dusk when both the sieges were over. Quentin Dupont lives in the neighborhood near the kosher grocery store, which was locked down by riot police for most of the day.
I came near the place where it just happened to share my emotions and to make me feel better, and like the sentence in French, "Je suis Charlie," to show to the world, and I'm like crying. First time in my life I'm crying in English.
Sheriff Kouachi, le plus jeune des deux frères.
Most of France seemed to be watching the two hostage situations unfold on television. Split screens showed black-clad riot police preparing for assaults in both rural lanes and urban streets. France mobilized an unprecedented 88,000 police and military for the manhunt, which began 3 days ago when brothers Sherif and Saïd Kouachi shot 10 journalists and two police officers at the headquarters of satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo. Speaking on national television tonight, President François Hollande congratulated the nation's police and security forces for neutralizing the terrorists and saving lives. He told the French that remaining united was their best weapon against terrorism. As the manhunt went on this week, France learned a lot about the Kouachi brothers. 32-year-old Sherif served 18 months in jail for being involved in a Paris jihadist ring sending fighters to Iraq. U.S. officials revealed that older brother Saïd had been in Yemen. Both men were on a U.S. no-fly list. This evening, after it was all over, a French radio station aired an interview with Sherif Kouachi recorded during the siege that the French police have verified as authentic. "I was sent by Al-Qaeda in Yemen," says Kouachi. It's the first claim of responsibility for the attacks. French media, quoting police sources, say the two hostage situations were linked, that the gunman who seized the kosher grocery store and the Kouachi brothers knew each other and were part of the same jihadist network broken up by police 10 years ago. Earlier today, Nigerian immigrant Uche Ijim stood by the police blockade near the kosher supermarket as the drama unfolded. Ijim says he cannot understand the motivation of the gunman.
"These boys, these terrorists, they were born here, they grew up here, they went to school here, they don't know what they want, so they don't belong to nowhere. And they're against everybody."
The world has looked on in horror at the events in France this week. On Sunday, world leaders will come to Paris and march with President Hollande to show their solidarity with his country. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.